Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy alongside Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we'll talk about Trader Joe's chocolate peanut butter crispy rice bites and eating vegan at Daddy Mac's, a barbecue joint in Asheville, North Carolina. We'll also try Airheads Extremes. Becky, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I just got done having a visit with an old friend who comes through every Thanksgiving. He lives in Seattle, and I only get to see him once a year at Thanksgiving. You're laughing.
It's true. Sounds like you're talking about a bodily function.
Oh.
I just had a visit from an old friend who comes through after every Thanksgiving.
Chris, I apologize.
Hey, you didn't have to. It's nothing against him. It's your description.
Anyway, we had a nice visit. We ate a lot of hummus and crackers and had tea and chatted.
Well, that's nice. Caught up.
It was lovely. Do you know what we did not do?
Why did you laugh so hard at my intro?
I wasn't laughing. I was holding in a cough.
You were like writhing all over the place.
I was holding in a cough.
What was your question?
Oh, I was going to say, you know what we did not do?
Which is a question, but yes.
Skate. We didn't skate. My story's not about skating.
So now you're pointing that out too?
Yeah.
Okay. Still skating content.
I feel like it's more efficient, though, to point out when it's not about skating.
Okay. Well, Chris is my friend, too, and it was nice to see him.
Yeah.
Not a bodily function.
He's our friend, Chris.
He's our friend.
Yeah. We realized while we were chatting, he came into town for like 10 days.
Yeah.
But his parents live like maybe hour and a half out of Atlanta. So we just get to hang out, like, if he's coming into town. Like, he plans all his in-town stuff for like...
Yeah,
a couple of different days on the trip. And we realized that we saw each other last Tuesday and this Tuesday. And we were like, wouldn't it be neat if we could do this every Tuesday? Yeah. Impossible.
I do just want to say that this is not that, but you could describe a pimple as a friend who comes to stay for 10 days. Or a friend who comes to town for 10 days.
Brutal.
10 days is the long end of a pimple's life cycle. But you could do it. Right?
I mean, yeah.
What other body blemishes come and go in a 10-day span? Bruises?
I was about to say bruises.
Yeah.
Cuts and scrapes sometimes.
Sometimes.
Depends.
I think you're getting into scab territory. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's scabs. We'll get to the food in a minute, guys. Do you think like a black eye? I don't know how long a black eye lasts. I've never had a black eye in my life.
Isn't a black eye just a bruise around your eye, though?
Sounds like you're kind of... trying to
am I minimizing
pave over the severity of a black eye. Are you looking it up?
Yes, I'm looking it up, but I want to know, is a black eye a bruise? We're not the only people to wonder. A black eye is a bruise in the tissues around the eye.
Okay. Well, then what's a scab but a bruise to the skin?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, honey.
Yeah. But you play one after hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some things I want to talk about here.
Okay.
Oh
yeah, there was something I wanted to talk about that I forgot to bring up.
It's not gripes and grumbles.
Oh, I have a gripe and grumble.
Do you want to have a gripes and grumble segment? because I do have some gripes and grumbles on my list. I just want to be clear that and then he had a stroke.
Oh, honey.
The podcast was over. I just want to be clear that the list is not gripes and grumbles.
Okay. I think we can just keep it loose.
Well, why don't you do your gripe and grumble?
Okay.
I'll react to that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do my gripe and grumble. And we'll move on.
Okay. So my gripe and grumble is twofold.
Okay.
But related. So we went to Asheville for Thanksgiving. Yep. Lovely. I loved seeing the family. Mm. We had such a nice time. Mm. For this time of year in Asheville, I thought the weather was nice. Mm-hmm. Cold, but it's Asheville. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And I always thought of Asheville as being this like vegan wonderland. And y'all, I was not impressed this time. They have some vegan spots. Who doesn't though now in the year 2023? Some places have vegan options, but some don't. A lot don't. Or if they do have vegan options, they're not good.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the experience. And like in the back of my mind, the whole time we were there, we were up there for 3 days. And then we went, it was on our last full day. We went to Trashy Vegan.
Yeah.
A fully vegan restaurant in Asheville.
A fully vegan
amazing
paradise.
Magical place. It's closing down.
Closing down.
It closes down the day after this episode drops is their last day.
We don't know why.
We don't know why.
I thought it was closing the 7th.
Oh, I thought it was the 2nd.
Didn't you take a picture of this? Didn't you take a sign of the picture?
I did take a sign of the picture. Hang on.
Just hold on, guys. But I mean, that's the reporter in me. I gotta twist your screws on facts, you know? If we're not.
Oh, we're both wrong. It's December 16th.
Told you.
Anyway, they're closing down soon. If you are anywhere near Asheville, you better hurry and get over there while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that paired with kind of this sort of back of the mind thought has me feeling a little sour about Asheville's vegan friendliness. I feel like everywhere has got local grass-fed beef and dairy products. Mm-hmm. And that is the new thing that Asheville is doing, and that they are not focusing on vegan stuff like they once were. Like, there's still a Rosetta's, but like, where else were you like, were you pumped to eat besides Trashy Vegan, which will no longer be there soon?
So, eagle-eared listener will recall, singular, will recall that in 2022, we officially put Asheville on blast for exactly this.
They
went
we
on
sure
blast.
Did.
Yeah. So this is not, and hey, not everything needs to be new territory, but I'm just saying that this is not new territory.
Oh, yeah, because we were saying that they hadn't progressed. The rest of the world had outpaced them.
Right. You're making my future point, and the future is now when I'm going to make the point.
Okay.
Is that they are the equivalent of a gifted child that levels out. Mm-hmm. A lot of promise, bright future ahead.
Peaks early.
Right. It's one doobie behind the arcade and you've plateaued.
Yeah.
No, but I think like that's kind of, they're not, if the market was there, they would do it.
Doobie.
Yes. Is that what you call them?
That's what the
Is
kids
Is that what you
say.
Call them?
Is that what the kids call
you
them?
You tell me what they're called.
I would have no idea.
Anyway, this is like they were kind of celebrated for it. I think we latched more onto the promise than the premise.
Maybe. I like you were saying, they excelled very early.
Yeah.
And so when I first went vegan, like going to an Omni restaurant and having a tofu scramble option at all was wow, I can eat food and put it in my belly. It's amazing.
I would also say at that moment, grass-fed, pasture-raised bullshit was the thing too.
Yeah.
That was the big thing. So that's just kind of continued. It's more profitable in this dystopian world to make that restaurant, put an Asheville skin on it and dance it or parade it around the town.
Yeah.
Than it is to obviously, I guess, make more vegan restaurants, you know?
Apparently. I just hope Plant isn't going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. How many times did we go there while we were in town?
It's expensive is the thing.
We got money.
Oh, well, I wanted to eat there, but I didn't bring it up because of
I know, but I'm just saying, like, of the world.
Right.
If we're not going to Plant, who's going to Plant?
That's true.
If a couple of ballers like us aren't going to Plant with our doobies.
Just rolling our doobies up to
rolling
Plant.
Our doobie. Well, you don't drive a doobie.
Oh. Wait,
that's not what they mean by rolling.
Can you explain?
Well, I'm looking it up now.
Okay.
And apparently it's some sort of riff on a cigarette. It's like a type of cigarette. I don't know. I see that you're sharing this list. Have you already seen these things? Don't look. This is my list.
Oh, you shared it with me?
I think I shared it with you a long time ago. I put notes in. This is what my note list. Okay. So that's your gripe and grumble.
I don't have your gripe and grumble
list.
Stop
it. Put it away. Put the phone away. I'm getting upset. You're looking at a sneak peek. You saw it.
No, I don't even. I don't even have the list. I was looking to see if I had access to this list, and I don't.
Well, I'll tell you, it's in the Notes app, and it's not in the Reminders app, which is where you were.
Oh, there you go.
Like and follow for more iOS tips. So is that all of your gripe and grumble?
Yeah, it was a two-part gripe and grumble about how eating in Asheville was tougher than it should have been.
Okay, a two-part?
It was about Asheville overall, and then about Trashy Vegan closing was my other gripe and grumble. I will miss them. Trashy Vegan is a magical place.
Okay, well, my gripe and grumble is directed right at you.
At me!
Yes, so last week, and the listener won't know this because it was edited out of the podcast.
Did you listen?
Demonstrably edited out of the podcast. And you'll find out why. There was a line said in the part that you edited out of the podcast that you made the title of the episode.
No.
Yes. So, I know I said I wasn't going to talk about the editing anymore. But you are seriously, like, you have a butcher's knife in one hand and you're cutting your arm off with the other hand and yelling at me for pointing out that you're there. That hold on, I gotta find another. I don't want cutting as the analogy.
I think chopping your arm off's cartoony enough, but it's up to you.
Okay, you're holding a torch with one hand and you are lighting the curtains on fire, and you're getting mad at me when I'm connecting the dots for you. But there are a whole edit, don't edit, but connect the, like, don't title it a thing that from the bit that you edited out. Because the bit was an argument.
Yeah.
This is leading to another thing on my list.
Carolina, this one was for you.
The bit was it was a good argument. Like, it was positive. It was positive. You were getting frustrated with me because you wanted to get to the food, aka you wanted to get to skating, which is what happens after we talk about the food, right? Fair so far?
Can neither confirm.
Fair so far? The face that you are making right now. Fair so far?
Fine.
Yes. Okay. So, motives up for debate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you cut that out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm pre-laughing for whatever this is going to be.
Some people enjoy that part. Some people enjoy that, which brings me to my next idea.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to edit the podcast?
No. We're going to have to start a second podcast.
Oh, no.
It's going to be called Clowning Around.
Yeah.
And it's going to be all about clowning around.
Yeah.
It's just going to be us clowning around.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that our Patreon?
It's going to be, nobody would pay for it. Not a single person would pay for it. But we're going to do a second podcast called Clowning Around.
Mm-hmm.
So find time for that.
Sure. Easy. Time is everywhere. It's all around us.
You're all right. Sometime in the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it going to be just a single episode?
No. We are going to start Clowning Around. We are going to record the first episode of Clowning Around, and we are going to publish it wherever you get your podcasts. And it's going to be us clowning around. That's the agenda, is us clowning around.
Mm-hmm.
Might even dress up like clowns for the first episode and look at each other. And do romantic clown stuff.
Oh, God.
And maybe that's what clowning around means. Maybe it's not. We'll find out as we start clowning around. Me and you clowning around. Maybe there's a theme song. Probably not.
Dave's going to write one.
Nah.
Oh, if there's a theme song, maybe I'll do it if I like the theme song.
Well, we're doing it. This is not... I'm not asking. This is the plan. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put clowning around. We're going to... I almost got the name wrong. We're going to put clowning around out there. Uh-huh. I was going to call it clowning out, which is pretty funny. Like a play on down and out, except you're a clown.
Clowning out.
That's pretty good. Nobody take these. Good thing nobody listens to this because they...
You're spinning
they'd
gold.
Take them. We gotta register them. Anyway, wasn't even on the list, but it's related to
Jesus Christ.
There is no worse, which was the title of the episode.
Great episode.
The line that was
title.
Not on included in the actual episode content.
Gotcha.
Okay, the second thing on my list: gripes and grumbles.
That
film.
Was not
that
the
was
whole
the first
list.
Thing. First thing on the list. See, she's getting upset because she wants yes, to get to the food.
I do.
The other two things are food related.
Oh, wonderful. Let's do it.
Right. Okay. We're just going to do one of the two things. We're going to save the other one for another time.
Oh, okay.
I don't have all of the information. I asked for it and I did not receive it. I was delivered it verbally and I said, please text it to me because I will get it wrong. So...
Now I really want to know what it is. Who's sending you this information?
A friend. Friend of the pod. So, the second one, because apparently Daddy Max's are talk and takeout, so there's no room for this in talk and takeout.
Okay.
Although we could just go into talk and takeout and do a little preamble for this.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, now we're in talk and takeout. You're...
No, this is good.
So upset with me. Okay, we're in talk and takeout. We traveled back from Asheville on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Is this a gripe and grumble?
Four days ago. No, okay. I'm done with gripes and grumbles.
Oh, right.
We're talking all good vibes from here on out.
Oh, great. I love good vibes.
Yeah. We stop at a Burger King in South Carolina.
Yes.
For Impossible Whoppers. Do you remember the stop?
Livonia? It was with an L.
Livonia, Georgia. Burger King, not South Carolina.
Livonia,
Georgia. So we stopped there for Impossible Whoppers. And that's your run-of-the-mill Burger King. It's just right there in the middle of a plaza or whatever. Pull up, get out of a car, and go in.
I'm sorry. It's your run-of-the-mill Burger King as you approach it from the street.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. This is where I'm headed. This
exterior Burger King. Okay, because the inside is anything but, is my point.
The inside is anything but. And if you are anywhere near Livonia, Georgia, you owe it to yourself to go to this sweet, sweet Burger King where the employees have decorated the interior of the Burger King like a castle. And they had no budget to do so. And this is not me being snarky. Or mean, Becky can attest that I was bowled over with the sweetness of this gesture.
It is adorable. I took so many pictures and video of all the stuff. They made a crown and they took these two chairs that were obviously salvaged and like painted them gold to make the thrones. It's like a DIY on a level that I really connect with.
Yeah. There are swords. Not real swords, but like plastic swords on a table and helmets on a table that you can wear for the photo op. There are curtains on the walls. One of the tables is like the royal court or something like that. And you can sit at the royal court. There are pictures of kings and queens.
Everywhere.
Printed out and taped all over the walls. There are chain chandeliers with the construction paper looped chains on them hanging from the ceiling.
Listener, when I say this is a level of crafting that speaks to my heart, this is what I'm talking about. Like the paper... construction paper chains. Gosh, doesn't that just hit you
right
in a specific way?
There is a sword that you can pull from a stone right before you order at the register, which our son did. There's what else is there? There's a board on the wall that has the events of the day, which are jousting, dragon slaying.
I took so many pictures. Let me see. There's also a wall that has pictures of all the employees, and aren't they dressed like royalty?
Are they?
Let me see if I can find it.
I did not notice that.
There were, I feel like there was actually more than one. Oh, here's all my stuff. Okay. I got a picture of the they have like a chandelier, the kind with candles that are fire, and that's all made out of tissue paper and paper links. They have Say Hi from Around the World, and it is a couple of whiteboards, just like blank whiteboards without a frame, and they used Burger King crowns across the tops of them to make them fancy, and there's people have written messages and marker all over, like their names and where they're from and stuff. I got a picture of the thrones and the crown, which is in front of a photo backdrop of a throne room. I don't know if you noticed
that's
that.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hear ye, hear ye. Tournament events. Jousting, archery, slay the dragon, catapult.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't know that catapult's an event.
Everybody, I know you're getting upset about the dragon, but remember that this is fantasy.
It's make-believe.
Is pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, this is the wall. It had pictures of everybody dressed up in royalty outfits.
Just the best.
Just the best. So pure and sweet. And so there was a woman, the woman who took our order.
Yeah.
I guess her shift was ending. She was walking by as I was
eating a Whopper. You had a mouth half full.
Had a mouth full.
Who did this?
So I asked her, like, what is the decorating? Like, what's the deal with that? And she was like, oh, we just all did it ourselves. We did it together. We got to do our Christmas decoration soon.
So sweet.
And it is the sweetest.
Just so sweet.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It made waiting for that Whopper such a joy too, because there was a delight around every corner. They honestly, the level of detail, there was just so much to see. It was great. I would like purposely stop at that Burger King again.
Yeah, I might. While we were there, we ordered the onion rings, which are now vegan. Mm-hmm. Not great.
Not good.
Not great.
Onion rings from Burger King.
Yeah. Didn't love them. Everything else? Fine. Fine. Okay, but the real takeout, we ate at this place twice in Asheville while we were there for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, 3 days.
Yeah, two dinners.
Yeah.
And
the two dinners that weren't Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was easy to walk in, surprisingly, and seat a party of 22. So we did it twice. This is a barbecue shop.
It's
shop?
A barbecue and mac and cheese. They're a barbecue place that also specializes in mac and cheese. Like, they have a whole mac and cheese menu.
Oh.
No vegan mac and cheese.
No.
But they have a whole, it's not a ton. It's like four, but they're all like very special, fancy. Like even their plain one like has crumble Ritz crackers on top. Like, they do it up.
Yeah.
So the first night when we were trying to figure out dinner, this place was next to the hotel where a large portion of our party was staying. And mm-hmm. so they were going, and we were like, well, we'll just go. I looked at the menu. They had this build your own salad thing. I was like, fine.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
So like, we can get food in our bellies there. So we'll just go there, try to get a table too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got there, and when they checked in, they were like, there were 10 of them. Was it everybody that night? No, we were missing four.
Yeah, we were missing half.
We were missing half. Yeah. We were a table of like 17. 12?
Yeah.
Okay. So they were able to fit seven more of us. They like moved tables around and stuff. They were very lucky, they said, because they had just had a reservation cancel. And so they had a seven top available, and they were able to seat us all together. And then because they had been able to kind of move mountains that first day when we were struggling with dinner the day after Thanksgiving – will you tell this part? Because I wasn't on the entire text chain. I got added late, and I wasn't privy to all the stuff above.
Well, no, it's just simple. One of the kids called the restaurant and saved the day, and they said that they could accommodate us if we got there before a certain football game started.
Yep.
So we rallied everybody together and went there again.
Yep.
And I had basically the same thing both times.
I did not, because I had eaten at Trashy Vegan at 3 p.m.
I had as well.
Yes. I just wasn't not able to. I tried.
Yeah.
But what I ordered was the right amount of food.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this build your own salad.
It comes in a jar.
It sure does.
What you do is you order your ingredients, and then they put it in a jar with the dressing, and then you shake the jar up and you pour the jar into a bowl, and then you eat the salad out of the bowl.
Yes. And they do it like a jar of salad, with the heavy stuff and dressing at the bottom and then the greens at the top.
Yeah.
So the build your own, it's called Aunt D's Salad Bar in a Jar. You can build your own. So the base, there's no option. It's just like a lettuce mix.
Yeah.
And then for the proteins, it's a bunch of meat and cowboy caviar,
which, yeah,
if you're not familiar, is black-eyed peas, black beans, corn usually. Although, oh yeah, they have corn in theirs. And then like spices and stuff.
Yeah.
It's basically like a really nice bean salad is, yep, what cowboy caviar is. And then you can choose four veggies and fruits, but the servers said that since we were going to be skipping the cheese section, and there's a something extra section, which is just bacon or hard-boiled eggs, since we were skipping those two sections, they said we could get extra veggies and fruits if we wanted. Then there's the veggies are cucumbers, bell peppers, red onions, pickled jalapenos, tomatoes, carrots, pickled beets, roasted sweet corn, pico de gallo, Kalamata olives, pepperoncini, celery, and the cowboy caviar again.
Yeah.
Skip the cheese, skip the bacon and eggs, and then they have a crunch section. You can add, you choose one from the crunch section. You can add Fritos, sunflower seeds, Ritz cracker pieces, crushed tortilla chips, or croutons. Not sure about the veganness of the croutons.
Right.
I never asked. And then none of their dressings are vegan except the chipotle lime vinaigrette, which I've always had mayo-based chipotle lime dressings, but this was so good.
Yeah. Describe your salad.
Okay, so here's
what you pick.
Here's what I picked. I picked the lettuce, obviously, because that's part of it.
You also chose the jar.
And then I got cowboy caviar.
Yeah.
And then I got pickled beets, yeah, roasted corn, pico, and then I said extra cowboy caviar.
Ooh.
Add it again.
Ooh.
Skip the cheese, skip the bacon and eggs. Then for crunch, I didn't do anything extra. I got her to say that we could do that.
I felt bad doing it.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't feel bad. I just didn't want anything else.
I don't think your jar could have held it.
Yeah.
The jar was full.
It was very full. Then for my crunch, I chose sunflower seeds because I was a vegetarian in the 90s, mm-hmm, and sunflower seeds, close to my heart.
Also, sunflower seeds are a good ingredient.
Yeah. I love a sunflower seed on a salad.
Yeah.
And then the chipotle lime vinaigrette.
Yeah.
And I got to say, this was a banging salad.
The
dressing was like smoky and spicy, and I really liked how it played with the cowboy caviar, so much so that I want to create a cowboy caviar with chipotle lime dressing on it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start working on that. Who knows when it's gonna happen, but I am working on it in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good. I loved the crunchy sunflower seeds. The roasted corn was lovely. The pico de gallo was pico, but for me, the pickled beets, whenever I got a bite with the pickled beets were chopped up into little like bite-sized pieces. And every time I got like generous bite size, like the size of a marble.
Yeah.
But every time I got a roasted beet in my bite, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Do you want to know what I got in my salad?
Oh, and I also wanted to say that their cowboy caviar was really good. Although it's hard to separate it from the dressing, which was so good.
Yeah.
Okay, now tell me what you got.
I just thought we'd go through our orders and then we'd talk about the tastes together.
I'm sorry. Will you do your order now?
Well, I apologize. I mean, there's nothing left to talk about except my order.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Gosh.
I mean, do you even want to know about my order?
I do. I want to hear everything. I just got really excited. I was reliving this great salad.
I ordered it in a jar. And I got the lettuce. I also got the cowboy caviar as well, after confirming that it did not have paprika, which our server went back to check.
She was so good. She answered my 1 million questions, too, about what's vegan.
I had pepperoncini. Mm-hmm. I had pickled jalapenos. I had roasted beets. And I had corn.
Mm, a spicy salad.
That's right. I like a little spice.
Yeah, you do.
And I got sunflower seeds, not because I'm on some agenda about 90s vegetarianism, but because sunflower seeds are tasty.
They are.
And I got the chipotle lime vinaigrette. And the salad arrived. I shook it up, poured it out, and it's one of the best salads I've ever had from a restaurant ever.
It was a really good salad. That was, after that experience, I was like, I'd eat there again.
Yeah.
It was a good salad.
Yeah, I did eat there again.
I did too.
Exact same thing.
So when we went back, I was not very hungry. And so I ordered their the sweet and spicy pickles, which is just like a little side a cup, and they got confused and thought I wanted the fried pickles, which are
right.
pretty sure not vegan. And they came with a ranch, which was definitely not vegan.
Yeah.
But I just wanted the sweet and spicy pickle because I love a sweet and spicy pickle. Mm-hmm. And then I got a side of the cowboy caviar because I was so full, but I was also like, I should probably put something in my belly or later tonight it's going to be tough and hungry.
And the side of it, it was like in a ramekin. It was a very small portion.
It was a small portion.
Those pickles? Not great.
They were weird.
Weird, weird pickles.
They had a weird flavor to them.
Yeah.
Too many
mustard. That was what I didn't like about them was the flavor.
This is Talking Toe News.
Hey, welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I take a headline from the world of vegan news, present it, and we talk about it. This one was trending over the Thanksgiving weekend. This one's from the Dum Dum Files. I saw it trending on several platforms. I'm not sure if this was the source that was trending on it, but whatever. This one's from Unilad, Gerard Kayonga. Grim footage revealing how vegan meat is made is putting people off. And so this was a whole story about how tofurkey roasts are made and what they look like in the factories or whatever when they're being created. There's no surprise here. And longtime listeners know I'm no friend to the tofurkey roast, but I am a friend to the tofurkey ethos. And so their roast is no different from what any other vegan roast would be. It's a mold of a substance, right?
Yeah.
So this article, expose, whatever, shows the footage of that substance in a bowl or in a sluice or, you know, the equivalent of like the pink slime that you saw from Chicken McNuggets years ago and what a turnoff that was, you know? And I'm not even going to read this article. I just wanted to bring it up because it is so funny to me that grim footage revealing how vegan meat is made is putting people off. Is like,
do they know how?
Wait till you hear about turkeys.
Truly.
Wait till you hear about animals.
When they get so close, they're almost there.
But this is like, it's a troll job.
Oh, obviously.
It's like,
it's so easy to come for
right,
vegans.
Right, right.
And so we're doing it again. Great job.
Yeah, and we're featuring it on our podcast.
So. Yeah, I'm not going to link to it.
Yeah, no, I think, well, I mean, I guess we're hashtag triggered, huh?
No. I feel like if I were triggered, I would feel like some degree of like threatened or like defensive. I don't. I just feel like,
I don't know. It's
pretty neutral about it.
Yeah, I'm like, it's kind of a loaded topic to bring up because any sort of commentary on it sounds like I'm not mad, you're mad.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
But I do think the duality of the hey, this preparation method is gross. It's like, what is a food where the preparation looks good, first of all? A, my main point, wait till you hear about turkeys. The sub point is, what food looks good when you're preparing it in a factory setting like that?
Yeah.
I'm seriously asking. Like, what's a fun, what's a good looking food that looks good when it's getting prepared?
I don't know, maybe chopping vegetables.
Oh, yeah, making a salad. That's a good idea.
Even in a mass way, I feel like watching carrots get chopped would be pretty cool.
Bread is a lot of fun. Yeah, you see those big bakeries, those big factory bakeries with the little loafies going in, like your little kitties all sleeping next to each other, going into an oven, getting cooked up and coming out a different color.
Yeah,
that's fun.
That is fun.
Cookies, the opening of Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory, where the little sklunk, sklunk, sklunk of the chocolate is coming out onto the trays. Mm-hmm. So there's fun ways to look at it.
Some would say that I guess I'm not in a factory, though. I was going to say I kind of, a lot of what I do is around showing people how food is.
Yeah, I'm talking about factories, though.
Right, right,
factory
right.
Factory settings.
Yeah. In a factory, it's sometimes gross.
Yeah, you're an idea factory, sure, but your setting is very couture.
Intimate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, you tried to put Christmas lights up. Are you using them in your videos?
Yeah, I'm using them in the background. Well, I shot a video today that I'm never releasing. And so, but I'm going to reshoot it on Thursday.
It's just too filthy.
Yeah.
It's just way too filthy.
That one's for only feet.
Oh, it's feet stuff.
This is Talking Toe News.
You know what's not gross behind the scenes? Capitalism. And we'll be right back after these ads.
Flawless.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. Hey, I got another gripe and grumble. I thought about it on the drive home. There's no music separating the breaks.
The breaks.
There's no music bumps.
Oh.
Like, hey, we'll be right back after this. Or something
You want me to put those back in? I was doing that. And then...
And then you stopped.
And then I stopped. Yeah. I'll start doing it again.
Okay. I think that helps smooth over the crack when there is no ad. And we say, we'll be right back after this. Hey, welcome back from Talking Tofu. You know, at least we've like patted ourselves, you know?
Yeah, we were gone. We did something.
Oh, hey, we are eating something new, and I sure hope you have it, because I didn't eat any of these.
Oh, shit, did you not?
No.
They're all gone.
Why did you do that?
I thought you ate them.
No, I haven't had a single one. I bought these.
Oh, shit.
I haven't had a single... God damn it.
Oh, God. Well, I don't know. Do you want my review?
I guess just tell me about them. Yeah, this episode... What do we do?
Oh, no. So, we got into town... And we went to Trader Joe's because we needed to pick up some items. And Dave.
I saw these nasty little cousins walking around the house with this box, like pulling them out of the box and eating them.
They were popular.
Without me.
They were very popular. I only got one.
Well,
no, I had
one
two.
More than I got.
Yeah, they went fast. So one of the things that Dave grabbed at Trader Joe's for us to enjoy as a little sweet treat was Trader Joe's chocolate peanut butter Rice Krispie treats. They're little mini Rice Krispie treats about the size of, what would you say that is? That's about how big one is.
Are you doing the punch buggy thing?
No.
Okay. Does it look like it?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. They're little babies, like maybe 3 bites worth of Rice Krispie treat.
Sure.
They're peanut butter Rice Krispie treat with a layer of chocolate on top. And oh my gosh, y'all.
Oh, were they good?
Oh my goodness. They were being housed by the cousins, and I managed to get two of them. They were so good. There's no marshmallow in them, but they still had a chewy texture, like as if there was marshmallow in the mixture. But they were like gooey, peanut buttery, rich on the bottom, and then like rich, bittersweet chocolate on top. And they were so good. My only complaint, which is my complaint about a lot of Trader Joe's stuff, is that they were individually wrapped, which was very annoying. Like, I wish they could have come in some kind of a tray or a sleeve. I don't know.
Yeah.
Surely there's a better way than individually wrapping each one in a plastic wrapper. But gosh, what was inside those wrappers was so rich and delicious.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Well,
one was a good.
Good to hear about it.
One little one was like satisfying.
Yeah.
But two, you're really having a party.
If I find out a single non-vegan ate those.
So many non-vegans ate those. I think everybody was eating them.
Well, you would say that, yeah. Oh, we all were doing it.
There also weren't that many in the box.
There were enough to share one with the person who bought it.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Hey, joke's on me, though, you know?
No, I'm really sorry that happened. We'll have to go
it's
back.
It's okay. No, the joke is on me.
For doing something nice?
No, for not prioritizing getting it.
I guess.
It's a snack. It's laying around the house. Honestly, nobody's... There is no crime here.
But I want you to eat it so you can eat it.
Well, yeah, when you buy a replacement and give it to me, I'll eat it. I'd be happy to. Like, that's going to happen. There's no point in getting upset about it.
Maybe while you're at D&D stuff this weekend, the kid and I'll go to Trader Joe's.
Maybe you will.
Maybe we will.
You guys would be starving for entertainment without me.
Yeah.
I'm going out of town this weekend.
Yeah, we don't have a ton of plans. We have loose plans to skate, but that's it. But that's just one afternoon.
Who knows what we'll do?
We could do anything. Sky's the limit.
Yeah, so on a scale of 1 to 10, who gives a shits, what do you give the Trader Joe's
10.
Chocolate? Okay,
10.
Wow. Just
they were
me
so,
twisting the knife.
They were so good. I'm upset that you didn't get to have one because they were so good.
That makes two of us.
Yeah. Sorry, Dave.
I don't know if we're going to hit that 37 minutes this time because...
We are blowing through
How do we put a process in place to check that we've both eaten the snack before you
I don't know. Has this ever happened before?
Go to print with it.
I was sure you'd eaten it.
I think it has happened once before. Yeah.
Speaking of snacks, you want to eat something together and then talk about it?
Do you have enough for me this time?
All right, listener, I forget when I bought these. I think I was at Target.
Are they still good?
Could have been at Kroger. Oh, it was recent.
Okay. Oh, by the way, another gripe and grumble.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
So I'm getting the Christmas decorations out from a little cubby hole at the top of the studio. Mm-hmm. And I'm at an elevated vantage point.
Yeah.
I'm up a ladder. I'm at the top of the room. I can see down at the normal land around me. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I see is your little hidey hole that you put snacks into.
Oh, over there?
To hide them for the pot.
Yeah.
And one of them is a Himalayan sea salt chocolate bar that I bought like 8 months ago.
No. Is it really?
Yes.
Are you sure I didn't purchase it separately?
I am 100% sure.
Take it back.
Yes, I'm planning to.
Sorry.
Stop doing that. Stop doing it. I don't buy these things for the pod. It's a nice excuse to buy the thing, but I'm going to eat it when I buy it. Mm-hmm. Go on. Give us this trash.
Okay, so I was at either the Kroger or the Target, and I looked up, and here were... Well, I'm always at the Kroger or the Target. That's where I live.
Set up for every single thing we buy.
I believe I was at the Target. And we were perusing the candy aisle. I think the kid was looking for something specific, but what I found were Airhead Extremes candy. Y'all, this is a gorgeous thing. It's like these big flat strips and they're thick and they're rainbow and they're crusted with sugar. And there's a sour meter on the front and it says it's halfway sour.
Okay.
It's a half sour. It's like a kosher pickle.
Okay.
And I was like, I want to eat that. I'm going to get it for the pod.
Okay.
And here we are.
We're doing this before dinner.
Mm-hmm. This is before dinner. Although we have eaten a lot of hummus.
Well.
I have eaten a lot of hummus.
Were you doing a lot of work in that sentence?
I've eaten a ton of hummus. Okay. Do you want to share one?
Because I literally want to have a small bite of one.
Okay, I'm going to eat.
Oh, you're going to? Okay.
You take a bite and then, oh, that might be more than one. They're not thick. They're little stacks. That's a stack of two that you're holding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where?
You going to keep it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure. All right, let me try to get just one. So they're like little strips.
These are really good.
Think like a fruit roll-up, but they're crusted in sugar, and they're rainbow-striped.
I thought they were going to be tougher.
Oh my gosh, this texture.
They're really good. It was a really good snack.
Holy moly. The flavor is rainbow berry.
I gotta tell you, I was upset 15 seconds ago. I feel so good right now.
Do you love me now? We're back?
Well, I feel really good right now. I don't want to commit to any feelings.
You should separate them and eat just one because the thinness is pretty neat experience on your tongue. I mean, I'm going to eat the second one that came out. So I thought these were fatties, and I guess you could eat each one as a stack of four skinny babies. Mm. But it'd be fun to eat a stack of fatties, too. I think that would be a textural experience as well.
It's tasty shit.
Mm-hmm. It's sugar and citric acid on the outside. Mm. Sweet and sour.
And not too sweet. The thing is, it's not too sweet.
It's balanced on the sour meter, right in the middle.
Yep. I don't know. Why would you call it Airheads Extreme, though?
All the colors? I don't know.
If it's not too sweet and it's not too sour, what's extreme about it?
Yeah, why would they put it in the middle?
Hmm. Hey, that's a win. That's a big win.
They make Airheads Extreme Sourfuls that are more sour. Carolina writes, seems like if we could agree to only eat candy on Saturdays, we should be able to settle on a day to celebrate Halloween, but here we are. I serve all kids candy when they boost Eller Godis, no matter the day. I think it's great. Great job on the Swedish speaking. We'll have you speaking like a Swede in no time. So for context, Buss eller Godis is what they call trick-or-treating in Sweden, where Carolina lives. And she told us two wild things about Halloween, which is that in Sweden, they celebrate it either the Saturday before or the Saturday after October 31st. And there is no common ground about when. Like, some families do one and some do the other, and they get pissed if you come on the wrong Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
And that Swedes only eat candy on Saturdays, which explains why they only Buss eller Godis on Saturdays. But, gosh, how long must it take you to go through your Halloween candy if you can only eat candy on Saturdays, or you just have, like, one really decadent, gluttonous Saturday? Your thoughts?
Yes. Yes to the thing you said. I was on my phone. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the letter, Carolina.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I do want to give a shout out, because this isn't a letter, but I wanted to give a shout out to listener Kelp Noodles, mm-hmm. who sent along a picture of Balducho wafers. This was in response to my lament that the vanilla wafers that I had bought and enjoyed for so long now were bragging about adding milk and eggs to their recipe.
Yes, so rude.
Yeah, so now Kelp Noodles has sent along Balducho strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla wafers that they saw at the store, and I'm very grateful. So a wordless letter, but a letter nonetheless, a communique. From That's a listener. Right.
Useful information.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just didn't, that'll never be our letter.
No, but it's important to share with the Toeheads. Yeah. Well, Kelp Noodles and Carolina, thank you for your letters.
Y'all would like each other.
You would. You should connect.
Get on the Discord.
If you would like to write us a letter, you can write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or do like Kelp Noodles and Carolina and slide into our DMs on Instagram at TalkinTofuPod. I read and respond to everyone, and sometimes Dave reads and responds too, and he'll let you know if it's him.
Sometimes I get my little fingers in there.
And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. We will. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. Another way that you can support the show is by picking up some merch. And y'all, you have been doing that. I get notifications.
Really?
Yes.
Shut up.
I get an email when we sell merch. So thank you to the people who have been purchasing it. You are, really do support the show. Oh, gosh. That news did kill Dave.
That's so funny to me.
I'm going to cut that out.
Why?
Because
it's mean. Delightful. No.
So, and if you want to be cool like those listeners who already have taken action, grab yourself a Talkin' Tofu mug, tee, sticker, mouse pad, and more.
Without a wrist rest.
No wrist rest, but a quality mouse pad nonetheless. I actually have no idea.
Hey, if you bought it, let us know.
It's all available in our Tee Public shop, teepublic.com/talkin-tofu. And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads. And you can find my recipes, including someday that cowboy caviar, at glueandglitter.com.
I'm sorry. I just inhaled like an Airhead Extreme.
Oh, no.
That coated my throat in dust, and then I was made to laugh. I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington, Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
I don't know. That bit sucks.
Yeah, that was a bad bit.
Let's
put it to bed.
You don't have to agree with me.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.